When it comes to skincare, I feel like there's a million different options. And as somebody that has never been very good at it, I never know what I'm supposed to use. So Dr. Christine Blaine, she is one of New York City's premier plastic surgeons. You can find her online at BlainePlasticSurgery.com. Dr. Blaine, what should you actually be using every day on your face? Because somebody gave me a lip scrub the other day, and then they gave me like an eye goo. And I was like, I don't, I mean, I'm lucky if I just put on moisturizer at night before I go to bed.
When I switch, I break out.
So there's so many different skincare lines and skincare options. Keep it simple. The most important thing you can do for your skin overall is sunscreen, by far. There are plenty of sunscreens out there that have a moisturizer in it. I am a very, very basic person. I use Elta MD. It's sold to plastic surgeons, dermatologists for a very nice price. Like, it's not over the top. That is the primary thing that you need to take care of your skin with is sunscreen, sunscreen, sunscreen. You got to be careful on what you choose. There are products for each portion of your face, if we're just talking face. There's lots of good things for your eyes to help tighten around the eyes and the neck. I think those are probably the two things that you'll find are split up a lot, that people say, oh, I need a good eye serum. Oh, I need a good neck cream. Those are probably the things that you can add on as you age.
Well, yeah, I learned the hard way that retinol should not go on my face every single day. So I kind of abandoned it because of, like, I just started peeling everywhere. And I'm literally writing this down as you say it. But the Elta MD, is that also, do they make a retinol too that you could use in addition to their daily moisturizer with the sunscreen?
So interestingly enough, no. They're really just basically for moisturizers, sunscreen, and like post-laser products. In our office, we use something called Skin Better Science. Okay. It's a very nice skin line. There's other skin care lines like ZO. Every office tends to carry what they like, what products they've used.
Dr. Blaine, as a guy, well, from my generation, we didn't talk about our skincare and what we were doing with our face.
Mm-hmm.
Me, no matter what I'm putting on my face, no matter what I'm trying to use as an exfoliator or anything like that, it just seems like everything makes my skin sensitive now. How often should I be exfoliating as a guy who's not wearing makeup? And then, you know, where can I start with a moisturizer that I can just use every day?
So my husband is the, like, you know, model right now for us. We try everything on him. So you have to remember, you're kind of exfoliating the lower half of your face every day if you're shaving. So you want to be kind of careful because you've already injured that skin a little bit with your razor. So if you're going to do some kind of exfoliation, I would do it on a day that you're not shaving. I would maybe keep it to the cheeks and your forehead and your nose. And you shouldn't do that more than a couple times a week either.
Two quick questions, and then I promise I'll let you go, Dr. Blaine. Number one, what's your favorite makeup remover? I can't find one that I love.
So I just use the Neutrogena wipes. We have them in our office. We let the patients use them to take their makeup on when they come in before injectable.
So weird that you said that, because I always felt like there had to be something better than them. But okay,
something
great.
Fancier.
Yeah, and second, this sounds so bad when I say it out loud, and I don't know if it's the time of year and all that. I just feel so ugly. Like, you know, like your skin feels saggy. You feel like worn down and tired. If you want like a quick pick-me-up that'll immediately make you feel brighter and better, what would you suggest to do?
Hydrafacial, by far. The Hydrafacial is a great way to give your skin some hydration because that's usually the problem in the middle of winter.
I have so many notes written down right now. Thank you so much, Dr. Christine
Blaine.
Yeah, I'm
helping help people. Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And you can find Dr. Blaine at BlainePlasticSurgery.com.